Reveal Triple M's your secrets. Supergrass.
Well, we missed him at the back end of last week. He was over holidaying for a few days in Thailand, but he's back. The Supergrass, welcome.
Morning, grill team. I did pick up some dirt on that trip to Thailand as well, and it's about My Kitchen Rules. It is the biggest show right now, doing nearly $2 million a night. There were reports last year that Pete Evans was going to pull the pin and walk away because he just sort of had enough of the show. And if you ask contestants, they believe it's going to happen again. Apparently this season he sat on his phone in between filming at any break and refuses to really talk to anyone on set. Manu, on the other hand, spends his whole time getting drunk with the contestants and have actually had to cut scenes because he's notably drunk.
He's our favourite.
Outstanding.
Yeah. They've done the Kerry Packer story. They've also just recently done the Gina Rinehart story. But I'm hearing the next one is going to be Peter Brock. Now, it could go down the same line as Gina's and end up in court and all of that kind of stuff, because the connections of the Brock family have told me that the first that they heard of the show was by seeing a promo about it on Channel 10. No one's actually consulted them, and apparently they're quite nervous about this.
We spoke to Bev Brock yesterday, Supergrass, and the interview that we did is with the lawyers at the moment here at Triple M. Some really interesting stuff, and we're going to play it later in the week.
The Foo Fighters touched down in Sydney. They're playing next Thursday night. Now, you would know how bands have writers backstage about the stuff that they need to perform. Well, the Foo Fighters don't take theirs too seriously, and I've got two things that are off the list that they've put there for next Thursday night. One is they only want used DVDs in their green room with no sports titles or Martin Lawrence films.
Fair enough.
The other request is to please make arrangements for leftover food to be collected for our roadie that looks like Osama bin Laden.
Oh God. Wow. Let's hope it's not Osama bin Laden.
I think he's passed, isn't he?
I forgot about that.
They got him, yeah.
He was in that movie, Zero Dark Thirty, wasn't he?
Good actor.
Was he?
Oh, yeah, he played the bloke who was shot at the end. He's a dead body.
And final story today is a big one, boys. A high-profile Sydney billionaire has apparently ignored warnings from his celebrity mates about his behaviour and extracurricular activities. I can't reveal names, but this is a massive story, with more than two of his mates telling him personally they are concerned for him and that he's destined for an early grave if he doesn't slow down.
Wow, okay.
You say billionaire?
Billionaire.
Ooh, Gussie, it's not you, is it?
There's not many days.
Narrows it down.
I've got the lawyers waving me in. We're not going to go into that anymore. It's the Grill Team with Gus, MG and Matty Johns on Triple M, the Arctic Monkeys at 13.